Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, welcoming you to the Bible study program, Shiar Jashub, brought to you by the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut. Today, we will begin the next sermon in my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo's series on the Book of Romans. But before we go into the sermon, let me remind you about our website at shiarjashub.org. Make it your site for serious Bible study and access to hundreds of free Bible study radio programs and videos. That's shiarjashub.org. Here is Pastor Greg Scalzo.
We're in Romans chapter 1. We've read so far in verse 1, Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was born, who came of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. And last week we saw Jesus' legal ancestry, how he is a descendant of David, and the kingship through Joseph. We saw him as the physical descendant of David through Mary, the seed of David according to the flesh, as Paul says here. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 22, it says, and when he had removed him, meaning Saul, he raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. From this man's seed, verse 23, from this man's seed, according to the promise, God raised up for Israel a Savior, Jesus. So he is both the legal descendant of David and the kingship and of the seed of the flesh of David. And we saw how the Lord last time defeated sin in the flesh, a whole life never once sinning, never once giving in to the tendencies of the flesh. And we've discussed that word, socks, flesh, a lot in the last few sermons. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, the writer says, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he, Jesus himself, likewise shared in the same, shared in flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. And then down below in verse 17, it says, therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he himself has suffered flesh and blood. Being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. And then remember, we went down to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, where the writer says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have a high priest who was in all points, tempted as we are. In every way we are tempted, he was tempted, but what? But was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He never gave in to that tendency. He never gave in to the flesh. He never gave in to the temptations without sin. And you see the sacred power of holiness. Such is the spirit of holiness in human flesh as the seed of David. You have the great mystery in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And what is the mystery of godliness? Paul said, God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. God was manifested in the flesh. When the spirit of holiness comes in the flesh is conquered. It cannot win. Hebrews 5, it says in verse 7, speaking of Jesus, who in the days of his flesh, when he was walking in flesh and blood like one of us, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him, to the Father, who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. And you see, Jesus as Son of Man, Jesus as the offspring of David, of the seed of David, according to the flesh, Jesus in the days of his flesh, praying, supplication, vehement cries, vehement tears to the Father to save him, that he would not sin, that he would not give in. And he was heard because of his godly fear. We see Jesus doing the reverse of what Adam did. Adam, in the wholeness of the garden, with flesh obedient in the right order of things, Adam pulls the plug by an act of disobedience, thinking he could be God. Here Jesus, who is God, as man, is praying and putting that plug back in and saying, Father, help me. Help me, Lord. I need you. Praying to the Father, conquering the flesh, never once giving into the flesh, tempted in every way as we are. He can sympathize with our weaknesses, in all points made like us, yet without sin, never once. His whole life, from conception to the point he says it is finished, never once sinning. And so it says that now we have access, we have a high priest that gives us access to heaven, who gives us victory over our flesh. His eternal life, his eternal spirit of holiness can come and live inside of us and give us victory. Romans 8:3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He condemned sin in the flesh. He had victory over it. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 11, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. In our mortal flesh, right here, right now, we can have victory as the life of Jesus, that same life that gave him victory throughout his whole life. He is at the right hand of the Father, and now he sends the Holy Spirit, and we can have victory right now. His life can be manifested in our mortal flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. And he died for all, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Jesus died for us. Therefore, we no longer live for ourselves. We're to live to him and say, Lord, your life come inside of us. And because of that, Paul says, we regard no one according to the flesh. We're not supposed to be defeated by the flesh. We live in these mortal bodies, but he says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, we just read about that, his cries, his tears, as he walked as Son of Man, but now what? He's glorified. He's resurrected. He's in a perfect glorified body at the right hand of the Father. The victory is achieved. It is finished. And now he can give. We don't consider him any longer in this world as struggling, as crying out to the Father. He's gained the victory. And now we have access to that victory. Therefore, what? If we have access to the victory Jesus gained for us, if he sends his life to us, he is the resurrected, glorified God, the Son. Eyes like a blazing fire, shining white like the sun. He sends his eternal spirit to us in these mortal bodies. But what happens? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things, the old way of the flesh has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The power of heaven comes down. And the victory he achieved is now for us. And only he, and that's why this is at the beginning of the book of Romans, that it says, according to the flesh, Son of Man, according to the Spirit of holiness, Son of God, only he, the Son of God, according to the Spirit of holiness, could do it. No one else could. Why do we need Jesus? John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing. So as we see, as we go on to this letter, to the Judaizers, to those who get all caught up in religion and what they can do, the preeminence from the very beginning of the letter, apart from Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. Alone, we cannot have victory over the world. We cannot have victory over the devil, over his demons. We cannot have victory over our own flesh. We can do nothing without him.
On shiarjashub.org, you will find information about our church, as well as a library of Bible radio and video programs to help strengthen your Christian life and witness. The live streams on YouTube begin at 10:30 a.m. and remain posted up on YouTube, as well as rumble.com and on the church website. Also, it is critical that ministries that preach God's word be supported in these perilous times. And on our website, we have a secure page where you can make your donation to Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle. And thank you in advance for whatever the Lord would lead you to give. That website again is shiarjashub.org, and you can check Isaiah 7, verse 3 for the spelling.